You're listening to Matt Tales, 40 years of gay adventures, a journey of sex and truth. Glass. He slides open the drive-thru window at Arby's and we both laugh. "Oh, hey," he says, shyly. And I ask, "What's up?" Knowing 2 days earlier he had fucked me against the wall at the video store. We've blown each other many times in the booth, but I don't know anything about him. Even in this small town. And I didn't know he works here, but the transaction's hot. He takes my money and our hands brush, and I feel a little rush. He's in his mid-20s, 6'3", very tight, wiry, with veins popping and a really huge gawk. His hands are big, strong with long fingers and redness under his smooth skin. He hands me my change and keeps his hand in mine a few extra seconds on purpose. He's wearing glasses today. And it's turning me on, and I tell him they look hot on him, and he blushes. I think of him just days ago, his bare chest on my back, forcing himself up into me against the glass as I moan and he grunts. We hadn't said a word. Now he hands me the bag and leans out the window. "I'm done here at 4, he says, and he's looking at me the way he does just before we go into the dark. "Yes," I say, and he smiles, and I drive away. At 4:30, we're in the far back booth, and there's no one else in the place. He's reached around and pulled my open mouth to his wet mouth, and his tongue is pushing down my throat. He is ramming his cock all the way up inside of me and holding it there, before pulling out and ramming it in again, over and over and over. My body pulls back, then forward, and hits the glass every time he shoves in, and our legs are entwined to hold us up and together. His spit flows out and over my lips and down my chin, and his hair sticks to my cheeks and neck. "Oh, fuck," he says, and I know he's ready, and I push back onto him as he cries out and shoots up into me, pumping out his stream. He leaves it in and puts his arms around me, and we catch our breath, and slowly I feel him retract and slip out, his thick wetness running down my balls and legs to the floor. I reach to the chair, pick up his t-shirt, and hand it to him. He nods.
You're listening to Matt Tales, 40 years of gay adventures, a journey of sex and truth. Come more than once for more stories. Go to matttales.com, follow me at Matt Tales Gay Adventures on Instagram and Facebook, or DM me at matttalespod@gmail.com, and we'll talk about making a tale of our own.
Here's a preview to Sex Club, Matt Tales After Hours, the new podcast from the creator of Matt Tales 40 Years of Gay Adventures. Check it out on all the podcast platforms.
You're checking into Sex Club, Matt Tales After Hours. I'm Matt, your host and the creator of Matt Tales 40 Years of Gay Adventures, the autobiographical erotica podcast. In Sex Club, I'll talk to guests about gay sex through the last 50 years, from cruising in phone lines to apps and cams. You'll hear tales from other guys and get to tell your own. Each episode will include a live moment, because you should never leave Sex Club until you get what you want.
She runs out to the car, I roll down the window, I said, "I need to tell you I'm gay," and I rolled up the window and drove off.
If tying me up and pounding the shit out of me is work for you, then don't answer my ad.
All over Manhattan, I mean, you had sex clubs, you had the piers, you know, with all the warehouses.
Exciting and thrilling, and you know, and it's, you know, it felt like something new, like you were like I was having sex for the first time again.
Never before had jockstraps turned me on, but now, fuck, it was hot.
You know, I just wanted him to sort of take me away and just love me and give me a life and have sex with me.
It's very secluded, like in the bottom floor of some old building that no one really uses anymore.
And then we'd be out all night at these clubs because the music would just play until 4 or 5 in the morning. And then you'd go out to an after hours place.
Sex work to me is I mean, it's work. It's called sex work for a reason, you know?
Once you let people know who you are, they'll come to you. Like, your people will come to you. And the ones that don't, you don't want them anyway.
Oh.
And guys, it's just guys fucking, and that's all it needs to be.
Someone's like, what does your Prince Albert taste like, Rocco? And I'm like, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
What's cruising? How do you cruise? Like, what would you tell them?
Finding a safe space to stare someone down.
You can find new Sex Club episodes coming soon, hard and more than once.